All right, welcome to Movie Dudes, episode 86. I am Jeff, joined as always by Chris.
Hey.
It's been a little while. We have a little bit of catch-up to do, so we're going to talk about some recent releases, and then we'll be back next week with our kind of mid-year report card on what we think is the best stuff out there. So I unfortunately did not get to see Ghostbusters this last week, but Chris, you made it to the theater.
I did.
I have not heard a word about it from you yet, so I'm interested to hear what you thought of it.
Okay, so do you like Ghostbusters?
I do. It's not like, I'm not like one of these super fans, though. I have not seen it in a long, long time. So I'm one of these people that can't quote the movie to you. I loved it as a kid.
Yeah, I kind of like, I enjoyed it as a kid. I don't have this affinity for it, so
yeah.
Keep that in mind here. Ghostbusters 2016 it's okay. It's a movie. It's entertaining at points. It's at other points it feels a little long, which is funny because I think it's only like an hour and 40 minutes long, so it's not very long.
Yeah.
It's just a movie. There's nothing. It's nothing special. It's nothing that's going to destroy your. If you love Ghostbusters, this doesn't shit all over your Ghostbusters fandom.
But this was in no danger of doing that to you, it sounds like. You're not like a super fan or
whatever. Not like, yeah, but I think if you enjoy the original Ghostbusters, there's enough like cool cameos in this. Like Bill Murray shows up, Dan Aykroyd shows up, or Ernie Hudson shows up, Sigourney Weaver shows up in the credits. The lady who played their secretary.
Jeez, no, it's that's the thing. It's been so long.
Yeah, it kind of like a geeky type of. I the name sounded familiar, but now I'm drawing a blank and I don't see it on here. Anyway, it's not a big deal. She's in it too. So really, it's just a movie.
But these people are not showing up as the characters from the original.
No. So Bill Murray shows up in, I think he has like two or three scenes. He shows up as like a paranormal debunker. Like he's saying that like what the Ghostbusters are doing, it's all a sham. Yeah, Dan Aykroyd shows up as a cab driver. Sigourney Weaver shows up in the credits as one of the other ladies, her mentor, and Ernie Hudson shows up as Leslie Jones's character's uncle at the end. So they're not the same people in this, but the people that are in this, which is Kristen Wiig, Melissa McCarthy, Kate McKinnon, and Leslie Jones are the four main Ghostbusters here. They kind of play like the archetypes that that were created in the original Ghostbusters. Okay. So Kristen Wiig is kind of the Bill Murray character, Melissa McCarthy kind of the Dan Aykroyd character. Leslie Jones is, Ernie Hudson and
the underwritten black character.
The underwritten black character. Kate McKinnon is the Harold Ramis kind of like geeky science guy character.
I heard she's really good.
It's funny. I liked her the least.
Really? Okay.
I really like Kristen Wiig in this. But
yeah.
There's very few things that I see her in that I don't like her in.
Yeah, I love her.
She's very good. Melissa McCarthy plays Melissa McCarthy. She has like that standard role. Kate McKinnon, I just like there's. It almost felt like she was maybe trying too hard to kind of bring like that Egon type character to life.
Mm.
And it didn't work for me. Leslie Jones plays like the street tough black woman. She's actually pretty funny in at parts. There are parts of this movie though that like it's almost. I don't know if they went back and redid shots later, but it almost feels like they were trying to address some of the nonsense that was surrounding this early on. Like, it feels really forced when it comes up. Like there's one point when they film like a they see a paranormal experience, like a I think they call it like a class four ghost or something. And they film it, and Kristen Wiig's character gets slimed and all, and they put it up on the internet, and they're like reading the like, she's like, oh, but like the comments, like some of them, and like so they start reading the comments, and it's like, oh, no women are gonna be busting no ghosts, like, really? Like, I
I
get,
did, yeah,
this
I
felt
did hear that.
forced. I didn't hear that it felt forced, but I did hear that they kind of poke at internet commenters and stuff. I guess it's something we should note here because this continues to be a problem. I guess, did you hear about It's,
Leslie Jones and
yeah, like the fucking scumbag Milo, I can't even pronounce his last name, like Breitbart, that whole shit is ridiculous. So like, look, you don't have to like the movie. Like I thought it was okay. It's like I'm not gonna sing its praises and not gonna be like I'm not gonna shit on it either. It's a Ghostbusters movie. What the hell do you want? Like
Well, that's the thing is, like, I mean, some people, to them, it's like their favorite movie, you know, like, and it's the
right. And
funniest movie ever, and this and that.
that's the thing. You know what? It doesn't take away from the 1984 movie. Like that movie still exists. This movie's better than Ghostbusters 2.
Yeah, I heard that as well. Yeah, that's another thing. It's like people are never like were never super upset about that when it came out and wasn't as good.
Right. Like, and that had the original cast.
Yeah.
Like, that wasn't a good movie. this is better than that movie. Like, there's, it's not. And maybe nostalgia is blocking some of the original Ghostbusters. Like, I haven't seen it in a while, kind of like you.
Yeah.
And I don't have that affinity for it, but I feel like I feel that it's a better movie than this one, but
Yeah.
there's nothing wrong with this. It just is like
Did you laugh?
early on, I was like, this is tedious because none of the jokes were landing.
Huh.
But then it is kind of funny once Chris Hemsworth shows up, the jokes start flowing a little bit, and he is the butt of a lot of the jokes. Or
Yeah, I get that sense from the trailer.
he's actually really funny in it, and Kristen Wiig and Melissa McCarthy really play off of his antics very well. Like he plays their receptionist Kevin, and he's kind of a ditz. Like, and they just play off of that. Like, you know, because Chris Hemsworth is considered classically good looking for a man. Kristen Wiig, like they're interviewing him, and like her first question is, "Are you seeing anybody?" Like, and it comes off really like funny, especially when like Melissa McCarthy kind of like, looks at her and is like, "You can't ask that. You're not allowed to ask that."
It's kind of sounds like that, you know, they're doing like the reverse of what would normally be a female character
Yeah,
in a male cast, which I'm fine with. I mean,
it's fine.
I think that female characters have gotten the short end of the stick for a
Sure.
large part of history. So yeah, that's fine. I don't know. Like for me, I want to see it, but I mean, I'm kind of with you in that I thought the trailers did not look great, and the main reason I wanted to see it is because of all the haters. I
Yeah,
wanted to like
that's
show
mostly
support.
why I went, 'cause I, like the trailers were like I don't know, and I don't have like that love for Ghostbusters, so it wasn't like I gotta go see this, but like the craziness around it kind of made me want to go see it.
Yeah, you kind of have to see for yourself. And also, I just kind of wanted the support. I don't, you know, I want to support anything that's against internet trolls and shit. So I don't know.
Yes.
But I didn't make it, so I don't know. I mean, there's more interesting things for me coming out soon, so I don't know if I'm gonna make it to the theater for it. I will see it eventually.
Yeah, and I feel it's going to slide down the box office list very quickly. It's just coming up against some strong stuff coming out. Like, not strong as in quality, but just bigger name stuff. Like, Star Trek comes out this week, along with a new Ice Age movie. And I mean, hey, you could say what you will about the Star Trek movies and about the Ice Age, the quality of those Ice Age movies, but they're going to take away from people going to see Ghostbusters, which already was finished in second in its first week. So,
Really, what came in first?
Secret Life of Pets.
Okay, I can see that, I guess.
Yeah, family movie. And then the week after is like Jason Bourne and Bad Moms. Like, it's like, that's not saying that those movies are better. I haven't seen them, but they're bigger name stuff coming along, and it's heavy competition from now, like, until September. So,
There's higher profile stuff. And then for me, there's just stuff that I think looks like I'm more just interested in. I don't know how big it'll be, but lights out, I'm going.
yeah,
I almost went to go see it tonight.
I'm gonna go see Star Trek and Lights Out this weekend.
So, well, I'm guessing you're probably coming right down the middle on this, that'll make it a three.
That's exactly where I'm landing on this. It's a three for me. Like, it's amusing. Like, it's a movie that if I were home on a Saturday, not doing anything, and I turn on the TV and it was on, I'd probably watch it. But I won't go out of my way to like to go get it again.
I'll be sure to rent it when it comes out, or get it through Netflix or whatever. But yeah, I don't. I'm gonna make it. But I was interested to see what you thought, because I've heard stuff all over the place. Like, I have heard people think it sucks. I've heard people that are huge fans of the original that thought this was great. So I was just like, I wonder where Chris is gonna fall.
Just a movie. You've been away for a little bit, but did you get out to see The Purge?
Yeah, I did.
All right, well, let's talk about that.
Speaking of just the movie, first off, I think we need to like set this up a little bit, because the general consensus with this franchise is, this is just the general, is the first one sucked, the second one was amazing. I don't really know what people thought of this. You were kind of the opposite of that. Like, I think you seem like you were more of a fan of the original, and you were kind of thrown off by the second one. Is that
It was
fair?
just a di different change of pace, yeah.
It was not what you were really expecting, or whatever. And this is
I
my.
didn't think that. What was it? Anarchy, right? Was the second one?
Yeah.
I didn't think it was bad. Just, I liked the first one a little bit more.
This is where I fall on it, is I think that both of the first two are very interesting takes on this world that they created. I think they're like, one is like, here's a horror movie in that world, and then the second one is like, here is a here let's like fill that world out and have like a crazy balls to the wall action movie outside in that world. And I actually really do love the second one. I think that I'm not in the camp that thought that the first one sucked, though. I thought that the first one, it has its flaws, but it was interesting. I think I came in giving it like a three, and I think I gave the second one a four. So I guess I'm kind of in line more with what the general consensus was, but like, I don't think that the first one's shit. And I mean, I'll just start this off with election year. I think, in my opinion, election year is the least of the three. It's the least interesting to me. I was surprised by how indifferent I was to it. How about you?
Nah. I didn't hate it.
I didn't hate
It's
it.
just, it's kind of like Ghostbusters. I was like, all right, this is a movie.
Yeah, it's a movie.
That's all it was. Like, it's an entertainment flick. Like, I think that they try a little hard to, I don't, Anarchy just felt more natural.
Yes.
Like a natural exploration of blowing it out a little bit more as to what happened in the Purge. This is very much a, oh shit, like, we're coming up on an election, and
Let's capitalize on that a
yeah,
little bit. Like,
let's hit on that. Let's take all the talking points, but let's not actually explore them any.
no, in any really meaningful way, no.
Yeah, let's just take them and we'll talk about them. Which, it's funny because the Saw franchise did something similar. I don't remember. I think it was Saw 5.
The healthcare one.
Yes, but it
Yeah.
actually like
It was good, I thought. I
kind of
liked it.
talks about shit
Yeah.
there. Like it actually had meaning. This is just kind of like we're gonna set this in a political theater, and
It's more going like, hey, look at like
yeah.
it, current events, but not really saying much, you know?
Yes,
Yeah.
exactly that.
And for me, this one is, it's very much doing kind of the same thing as the second one, but not as good. Like, not as inspired, not as fun. Like, I mean, I saw these almost all back to back to back, so I have them pretty fresh in my memory. Like, there's a scene in the second one where randomly they go into an apartment, like a friend's apartment for safety, and you're like, oh, everything's safe now. We're just chilling in there. And then one of the friends in the apartment, she decides to shoot her fucking boyfriend because she knows that he's cheating on her. Like, it's just like, it was just like that balls to the wall insanity in the second one.
Yeah.
And this one just feels like they didn't have any ideas left. Like, there wasn't, and it was very, like, clumsily, like, trying to do things with race and, like,
Yeah, it's like we're gonna put together a like we're gonna put together this kind of organization that loosely represents like Black Lives Matter and
Which was in the second one, and I
yeah.
thought was more interesting in the second one. But
It
then you have this,
it just played better.
you have like this store owner in this, which is just like this, like caricature, you know? Like he's this weird small store owner, like black guy who like they're trying to do stuff with, but his character comes across as just, I thought, phony. Like I was just like, this, none of this really feels right. Like I don't know.
Right, because like everyone's telling them like, hey, like man, just go home. Like it's okay if like even if the insurance isn't there, like we'll rebuild, like we'll help you. No, you all go home. I'm gonna stand here, I'm gonna stand my ground.
Yeah.
The chances I'm probably not gonna live. Like
Yeah, and they let him do some, like, because, you know, he's the black character, he could do race jokes, but they come off as, I think, flat and just really weird. Like,
unfunny.
like, dude, I was going into this, like, super kind of pumped after the second one, going, oh, and then, like, okay. And this one, I guess we should tell the plot a little bit. It's like there's woman who was, she lost her family on the Persianite. She's like a senator now, and she's running for president with the idea, you know, the promise of we're gonna end the purge. That's kind of the central conflict in this. And the people in power, the new founding fathers, don't want this to happen, so like they use the Persianite to try to take her out. That's the plot. And I don't know, it seems like that would be really interesting and, you know, timely and stuff, but like I found it, like you said, like it's not as natural as the second one, was just let's have a night out in these streets and see what's going on. And you had this character in it who was like a badass, who was also in this one. I forgot the actor's name.
It is Frank Grillo.
He was in Warrior. He's been in some other stuff. And you had this character in that second one who had like this conflict where he was out to go kill somebody because the guy was like a drunk driver that killed his son.
Yeah.
That's just a way more natural story than this like heavily kind of plotted
Yeah,
story
this
here.
just felt very forced, like in a lot of ways, like where it's like, all right, so the very deliberate Republican side is
Yeah.
going to they're going to change the rules because
Yeah.
this liberal kind of upstart is she's gaining traction and she's a real threat to kind of put us down. So we're going to change the rules like 'cause politicians have always been exempt from this.
Yeah, now it's open season on
Yeah, we're
everything.
just going to make it open season with the very expression of like we're gonna protect ourselves and she's gonna die. And then it just becomes like this hunt movie and then you end up there's these two, offshooting stories with the, Frank Grillo's character, who's playing his her like the senator's basically her security. And then there's the story about this guy Joe who runs the like little mini mart. They have nothing to do with each other, and it's just, oh, by happenstance, like the senator and Frank Grillo's character end up like being beaten to death by some Euro trash, like which is how they paint them, like these European kids that come over to the United States to murder people on Purge Night. They're being beaten to death in the street, and for whatever reason, like, Joe and his little buddy, like Marcos, go out and help them. It's like, what is going on here? Like, because, like, in the Purge, like, you don't generally go out of your way and take on a gang of like 15 people. Like,
yeah. And it's just weird that, because, like, all these, they all kind of felt like stereotypes or these archetypes or whatever that they don't do much with.
Mm-hmm.
And I just don't know. Like, to me, yeah, like, it's very watchable and it's an okay time. But I would say to anybody, you're better off just watching the fucking first or second one, or even the first one, in my opinion. So,
yeah, if you want a good, like, a decent horror film, the Purge is good enough. And then if you want, like, a decent kind of horror action type thing, Anarchy is for you.
I'd say it's better than decent. You need to watch it again, dude. It's a real fun, it's like a fun ride. And this is just kind of more of that, but not as inspired. So, I don't know. For me, it's not, like, bad or anything. It's just, yeah, it's kind of disappointing in that it seemed like it would be the most inspired out of them, and it's not. It's a 3 for me.
Yep. That's where I'm at.
So what else? I mean, I've seen a bunch of stuff since last time, but, you know, we're just trying to get to, I guess, the more important things or whatever. I'm trying to think. You said you had seen London Has Fallen.
I did.
How's that?
Really briefly. It's not as good as Olympus Has Fallen, which just had a way better story. Once again, this is kind of a Gerard Butler. He plays a Secret Service agent, protecting the president, played by Aaron Eckhart. The president has to go to London for the British Prime Minister's funeral. So all these state heads are coming in to go to this funeral. And there's some crazy plot to assassinate all the world leaders that go on. And Gerard Butler, like, rescues the president. And then it's kind of like a chase movie throughout London. It's decent action fare. Like, it's honestly pretty stupid, but but it's like a fun, loud action movie. So, like, I just, like, sat down, I was like, hey, this is fun. Like, there's nothing special about it. It's not gonna blow your socks off or anything, but the action is good. Gerard Butler and Aaron Eckhart are actually, they have a good chemistry together. And Gerard Butler is actually, I think he's kind of like an underrated action star. Like, I don't know if it's just he has picked some shitty films to be in, but the guy has, like, a charisma that is generally, like, just not seen with some of these other big action stars. But I guess we've also gotten away from those type of action movies, so.
I guess a little bit. I guess they're really, hasn't been a lot of good examples of them, and I think that's the problem with Butler's career, is that he hasn't gotten a lot of good movies. It's not that I don't know if, like, I wouldn't say he's good or bad, I just don't think I've seen him in anything I liked. Like, I didn't even like 300, dude. Like, so I don't know.
Wasn't he?
Yeah, he was, right?
Yeah, he was the king.
That was, like, kind of his first big movie, I think. But I that was one I remember everyone going apeshit about when it came out, and I, like,
it's like, pretty.
Yeah, I guess, yeah. I mean, again, I just, whatever. So, I don't know. I mean, I've never seen the first one of this. I'd watch them both, I suppose.
Yeah, I mean, Olympus Has Fallen is a better Die Hard type movie. This kind of gets away from that. Like Olympus Has Fallen, a lot of it takes place in the White House and in that vicinity. Where this is taking place all over London, so it loses some of that tenseness because, you know, you have a wide open city, so.
Yeah.
But it's perfectly fine, like, as action fare.
Did you see this? Is this on DVD now?
Yeah. I got it at Redbox.
Maybe I'll do a like a little mini marathon with those two movies one day. I'm
Okay.
out of things to watch, as we're gonna see very soon, so it could happen.
All right. See anything else?
I saw the new Richard Linklater movie.
Okay.
It's called Everybody Wants Some. Have you heard anything about this one?
Just that it's kind of like the 80s version of I'm drawing a blank right now.
Dazed and Confused.
Yes.
Yeah. It's a sequel. I mean, I guess not a direct sequel, but it is, for all intents and purposes, a sequel to Dazed and Confused, which is Dazed and Confused was a movie that came out in, I want to say, 1993. That was about the last day of school in 1976. It is kind of a, well, it is. It's a cult classic. I would say it's a masterpiece. It's probably in my top five. Or at least top 10 movies of all time. It's just a movie that kind of shaped me growing up. And it's just a really fun kind of like party movie. Like, it's just these kids running around high school having fun. And this is, it's a, I guess like you could call it a spiritual successor to that. And much, much later, with Dazed and Confused, it came out in 93. So you're talking 23 years later, he did a sequel.
Yeah.
And it's about a weekend. This time it's not a single day. It's a weekend in 1980 before college is starting. So we've gone from like last day of high school to right before college. And we're kind of following this kid around who's going to be a freshman in college. And it's him kind of like getting used to the whole, college experience, like just kind of taking in like that first weekend of being out on your own and trying to discover who you are and how you're gonna fit in and like a college life. And he is like he's a baseball player, so he's a jock, and he's moving into the house a house with like some other baseball players. It's very much in the same spirit as Dazed and Confused, where like Dazed and Confused didn't really have a plot. It was just kind of being like an accurate recreation of a moment in time, and kind of like it's things that anyone could relate to, like what high school is like or whatever. This is the same deal. I think that this is going to be less universal because not everybody goes to college, right? And not everybody's college experience is the same. Some people stay at home with their parents. Some people go to a community college or whatever, right? A lot of people don't go to college at all, so it's not going to be as universal, but I saw a lot of things in it that like kind of reminded me of college, although I went, in the 2000s and not 1980, right?
Right.
It's fun, it's funny. I don't feel it ever really recaptures the magic of Dazed and Confused. It's not quite as fun as Dazed and Confused. It just isn't. But you're gonna have a lot of same things, like hanging out in like a bar, hanging out in an arcade, like just things like that would that happened in both movies. But like I don't know, just not just as much like zaniness and like life to it. Like I remember in Dazed and Confused, there's a part where like Ben Affleck, he's like kind of terrorizing all the freshmen and stuff, and they get back to him by like pulling this prank on him and spilling paint all over him. Like, there's nothing like that in this. It's just kind of good people having fun. And I don't know, like, there are a lot of things I liked about it. There are characters I really liked about it. There's like one guy who is one of the baseball players who's definitely more like intellectual and kind of smarter than a lot of the other guys. And he uses that intelligence to pick up women. Like, there's one guy who's a total idiot among them. I don't know. I had fun with it. I definitely liked it a lot. I appreciated it. Like, it was nice for to see a follow-up to something that I really loved as a kid. I think it's a very likable movie. I think you, like if you watched it, you would enjoy it. But I think it was doomed to never be able to capture the magic of Dazed and Confused. It just, when you compare it to that. Like you could definitely see that they like are very similar movies, but that there's no way it was gonna live up to Dazed and Confused. You just can't, I don't think, capture that magic twice.
Right,
But it's good.
that'd be tough.
And I like Richard Linklater, and this he's a more mature filmmaker now. He knows what he's doing a little bit more. I'd say it feels almost like a cross between Boyhood and Dazed and Confused, which is a strange thing to say, I guess, but I really got that feel from it. Did you ever see Boyhood?
I have not seen it yet, no.
That's a fantastic movie, but that is like it's like 3 hours long, you know? But and also really with no plot. You should check it out though. You should really see that. This is a lot breezier. It's a couple minutes under 2 hours. You're kind of in and out, and I think you'll enjoy the time you spend with these characters. Just don't expect it to be as magical as, at least for
Right.
me, Dazed and Confused is just like a classic.
All right.
So I'm going to go 4 on it. I'll probably see it again someday. Well, I will because I bought it on Blu-ray. But yeah, it's just don't just free your mind of the whole expectations going into it. I think you'll have a good time with it.
Right.
Likeable group of characters in it.
Sounds good.
There's some other. I saw some stupid ass movie called Cut Bank. You seen trailers for this?
No, tell me about this.
I kept seeing trailers for it on so many movies that I rented. It's an A24 movie, that studio or whatever.
Okay, yeah.
So like a lot of like movies, they've been making some good movies lately. Like so a lot of movies I saw had like this trailer attached to it on the DVD. And it was like, you're gonna know immediately why I wanted to see this. It's about a mailman who gets shot, and someone captures video of it, and they are trying to collect money from the, like, there's a $100,000 reward from the post office for any evidence of a murder of a mailman. Except, and you'll see this in the trailer as well, like, the mailman is in on it. He wasn't really murdered, he's hiding out somewhere. So
Nah.
it's really about a scam to rip off the post office. I just thought it was interesting. And it very much takes place in Cut Bank, Montana, which is where it gets the title from, which is, middle of fucking nowhere. It really, really badly wants to be a Coen Brothers movie. Like, it wants to be Fargo. The problem with, inviting comparison to Fargo is you're probably going to fail. And boy, oh boy. Obvious. Like I was like digging it for like the first half hour. I'm like, oh, this is kind of like interesting, and it has a great cast. Like you have John Malkovich as the sheriff. You have I think his name is Bruce Dern, the old guy from Nebraska. He's the mailman in this. Is that his name? I hate to get it wrong. There's the old guy from Nebraska.
Bruce Dern is in it.
Yeah, okay, that's him. He's the old guy
Yes,
in
and he
it.
was in Nebraska.
Have you ever seen Nebraska?
No.
It's fucking great. Like it's really, really good. Anyways, so yeah, like you got like a good cast. I'm trying to think who else off the top of my head. I should have pulled it up. Should have pulled up the old.
Yeah, here we go. Michael Stuhlbarg. No. Bruce Dern, John Malkovich.
You have Billy Bob in there as.
Yeah, Billy Bob Thornton, Liam Hemsworth.
You have Oliver Platt. So he actually has two characters from Fargo, the TV show, which even further like reminds you of the better material that this is aping. Yeah, like if you want to see something like this, there's so many better options. I would highly recommend watching Fargo season one or two in whatever order. That show is phenomenal. This is just fucking everything falls flat. Like it you could see what it wants to be, but it lacks any of the suspense or craftsmanship that you get out of a Coen Brothers movie. Like, it just, like, the stakes should feel so high in what's going on in this, and it never, ever does. Like, the main character who's played by one of the Hemsworths, Liam Hemsworth, his reaction to the amount of danger he is in at any moment is just like, uh-oh, I screwed up. Like, he never, like, picture Walter White in Breaking Bad when he knows something crazy, like he fucked up. He's like scrambling and like trying
Right.
to outrun somebody else. Like this guy's response to everything is, "Uh-oh," like he doesn't try to do anything. Like, and so you have this scam going on where they're trying to rip off the post office, and so like they stage this murder and they get rid of the post office truck and they're gonna burn all the mail inside of it. And out of the blue comes this character who really wanted his parcel to arrive. And he goes about solving everything on his own because he's a fucking psychopath and he wants his package. Where's my package? And you find out that he's actually like a serial killer and stuff. Like, it's just so out of the blue, and he like takes over the story, and it's like ridiculous. Like, this guy, he was a serial killer. When you find out what his package is and why he wants it, like, it's even dumber. Like, it just gets dumber and dumber, and not in a way like, you know, Fargo is, you know, both the show and the movies are about dumb people committing crimes. This is just dumb. Like, you're just looking at it like, what? I don't know, man. If you ever see it, you'll know what I'm saying. But it was very, very limp and dull, especially considering the cast and especially considering, like, dude, I love crime thrillers and I liked what it was trying to do. Like, I liked the idea of the plot, except that whole angle with the serial killer dude is just fucked. I don't know. It's 2 stars for me. It was disappointing because of how much I was enjoying it for like the first half hour or so, and it just kind of falls apart.
That sounds disappointing for sure. Yeah.
Funny thing is, I never looked at like any reviews on it. I kept seeing the trailer. I'm like, I gotta see that movie where they kill the mailman. And so I finally did, and then I looked at Rotten Tomatoes after, and I was like, oh, nobody liked this. So
maybe you didn't need to see the movie.
Yeah, I mean, it's watchable for sure. It's not like boring or anything. It's just, you're, as it goes on, I think you're just like, why is this not like, this could have easily been so much better, and it's unfortunately not.
Before we wrap this up, this wasn't really a movie dude's question, but Sean has asked us, what's good to watch on Netflix, Amazon Prime, or HBO? He's run out of stuff to watch, and he hasn't really seen anything over the last like 3 years, except for like the big stuff. So,
I saw that, and I was trying to think of a response for him. My natural instinct is to say Stranger Things, but I think he watched that already.
Yeah, I think we discussed that with him. So,
yeah, which you've seen that, right?
I'm halfway done.
So fantastic.
Yeah, I recommend that to people who haven't seen it yet. So,
I don't know. I'd have to think about it. I will get back to him on Twitter as well. I the first thing I guess that comes to mind to me is, if you want to be put in a good mood, is Bo Burnham, that stand-up special.
Right. Yeah.
But I'm thinking, you know, trying to think of something more long form, like another TV show. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, House of Cards is good, but that's definitely not going to be everyone's cup of tea. Narcos? Have you seen Narcos?
I haven't, no. But I heard that was good.
Yeah, it's real good. Mad Dogs is good on Prime. I thought it was good.
Yeah, I'm trying to like look at like a lot of the like the exclusive stuff, like
that's what I'm trying to think of, you know.
Like, and there's like some other good stuff out there. Like, I don't know if you've seen Orphan Black. Like, you can watch the first 3 seasons of that on Prime. That's really good.
Is that a Prime show?
It's not. It's a BBC show. But all the first 3 seasons are there. I like The Last Ship, but I don't think any of that's on Prime. It's on TNT.
Not speaking for myself, I heard The Americans is great. That is,
yeah, like, I've heard that's great too.
I'm probably gonna check it out. Probably
first 3 seasons, I believe, of that are up on Prime. So, yeah, there's some stuff out there. I liked Bosch, which is a Prime, an Amazon original. So,
yeah, that's one I threw out.
Yeah, if you like police procedurals, Bosch is pretty decent. Mad Dogs, we talked about that a little bit earlier. Like that's quite a bit of fun, I think. So,
yeah, did you watch that?
Yeah,
that's pretty good. I hear Bloodline is really good, but I've only watched the first episode of it. But that's a Netflix original show that has an awesome cast. So
I watched the first episode of Chef's Table, which is a Netflix original.
Yeah.
And it kind of like goes into it. My kids have been really into like watching cooking shows, like
yeah,
mostly like the competitive ones, but I was looking for something a little bit different, and this came up, and it actually kind of the first episode goes into this guy who runs a he runs the third best restaurant in the world, and it's in Italy, and they kind of talk about like his philosophy on things and how he got to where he is. It's quite fascinating, like it's a
Yeah.
documentary TV type thing.
The
So,
show is very artfully done too.
oh
It's
yeah.
way different than your
Yeah,
Chef
you're.
Ramsay show or
Yeah,
whatever. Like,
it's like this is like,
it's like a documentary style. Like,
yeah, very much so. But if you like if you like art or food, like I think that's probably a good one to watch too.
it's kind of turning food into art in it. Like the way that they present these restaurants and
Oh yeah,
stuff.
the plates are just like magical. Like there's no food on them, but like.
Wait till you see this one. It's in Chicago. The restaurant's called Alinea. It's just out there, dude. Like, I would love to try it, but I think it's like $250 for a per person there. So,
Wow.
but like, you'll see, dude. It's insane. It's almost kind of pretentious what this guy's doing, but I don't know. It's an interesting show for sure. There's another restaurant in there I really found interesting. The story. I don't know, but yeah, that's a good show. I don't know. I'll think of more too, and I'll tweet back at him too. But those are some good suggestions for you. And everybody who is not, I know Sean already has, but watch Stranger Things on. Like, if you have any sort of love for the '80s, it's fantastic.
Yeah, oh, that intro.
Yeah.
So great.
Oh, I
It's
love
so great.
the music in general because they do that the whole
Yeah,
time.
there's a great synth soundtrack to everything.
And
And it pulls some great music as well, like
yeah.
throughout, so.
The Duffer Brothers, the creators of that show, they came up with that by putting synth like John Carpenter scores over ET. And they're like, "Ooh, this gives it like a darker edge." But they
Which I
also
could totally see.
said that they love synth music so much that they even if it was set in present times, they would use it. And that's me to a T. Like, at you throw synth music into anything, I like it more. So,
Yeah, there's just something about it that
yeah.
works so well. But yeah, definitely watch Stranger Things. We'll probably talk a little bit more about that next week because
Sure.
I'll finish
Yeah.
it up over the weekend. So,
Great show.
Lights out. Next week.
I'm going to see that, and then we will be doing like a kind of our look at our best of the year
Yeah,
so far.
yeah. Our best of the half year, so.
And maybe some TV talk too, because I think Stranger Things deserves a little more stuff.
Yeah,
We'll
we'll
get to it.
definitely talk on that. All right, I guess we'll be back next week.
All right.
Movie
Movie
dudes.
dudes. Do 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 do.